707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Glad to have you all along. And lots going on this hour. The latest in national news and local news. We'll also take a little break from that with Captain Bobby Abruscato and some fishing news coming up at the end of the hour with the Fishing Report. And this morning, our friend Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us, plus Rob Holbert from Landyap. Lots to do on a Thursday. Start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with the tracking of the COVID-19 numbers nationally and down here to a county level in Southwest Alabama. Dalton has those numbers.
In America, we now have 1,902,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and over 109,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 20,500 cases were added for the United States of America and 1,083 deaths reported nationally yesterday. Over the last week, there have been fewer than 1,250 deaths nationally every day, which is good news when you look at the numbers from each day going back to when this pandemic began. Daily deaths peaked back on April 21st when over 2,600 Americans died. So although we'd love to see zero deaths reported, it's great to see that number continue to go further down. And testing is on its way up still. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, they track the number of national test results until 3 p.m. every day. And there were 457,000 tests nationally yesterday, the seventh day in a row that over 400,000 have been tested. And there have now been over 18 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Looking at the numbers for Alabama, and these numbers, I believe, are a little off from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Yesterday, they only added one new hospitalization in the state, only 80 cases, two test results yesterday, and zero deaths added. So I think there's some kind of a lag in reporting from the Alabama Department of Public Health, getting those numbers from hospitals and test sites and putting them on their dashboard. But going by their numbers, right now we have over 18,500 confirmed cases in the state, and 651 have died due to COVID-19. There have been over 230,000 total tests for coronavirus performed in Alabama, and 1,900 hospitalizations since March 13th. There are currently 335 hospitalized due to COVID-19. Looking at the local county numbers, 2,284 cases in Mobile County with 118 deaths. The only new numbers from yesterday, they added one new case and zero deaths to Mobile County's toll. Baldwin County, 292 cases with 9 deaths. No new cases or deaths were added yesterday or Tuesday for Baldwin County, and it's been nearly a week since a death has been reported in Baldwin County. Washington County has 72 cases with 6 deaths. Clark County has 149 cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County has 45 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia has 75 cases and 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 153 cases and 10 deaths. Kanawha County, 41 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County, 154 cases with 7 deaths. Now, what they have been doing is going back to days prior and adding numbers to the totals for Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. And so, for instance, you had only 80 cases added to yesterday's totals for the state, but Tuesday's numbers have been adjusted from 122 new cases to 228. Only 2 test results added yesterday after 6,416 were added on Tuesday.
Wow.
So in those instances, I think it's more important to look at the 7-day and 14-day average.
Yeah.
And of course, when the White House was announcing their reopening plans for America,
the gates and phases.
Yeah, they heavily relied on the 2-week averages for counties and states and the nation. So the 7-day average for cases per day, new coronavirus cases per day right now, sits at 405 for Alabama, while the 14-day average is 422 cases per day. Over the last week, 7.5% of the test results that have been returned have been positive, and 8.7% have been returned positive over the past 2 weeks. We've seen both of those numbers drop pretty drastically over the last few days. And while there were only 7 deaths reported Tuesday, and they haven't reported any deaths for yesterday in the state, the 7-day average right now sits at 10 deaths per day, and the 2-week average sits at 9 per day for Alabama.
All right, so I guess our next time in Alabama, end of this month, that the governor is going to look at, you know, we've moved into an amended safer, mm-hmm. not stay at home, but safer at home, and then safer apart is the goal line.
Right.
With no details, by the way, in the state site. It just says safer at home is green light.
Yeah, like that's going to be the new normal, to just stay apart from each other. But yeah, they had the red light, the yellow light, and the green light. We're still in the yellow light.
We're just amended yellow light.
we're waiting on the governor to unamend or reamend that yellow light.
All right. Remember the good old days, y'all, when it was just a pandemic and bad economy we talked about? Remember the arrests being made were just for people that, like, would reopen a business or something, dared to open their barbershop? Remember the good old days? Now we had a lot more to this, and one of the things that's being discussed out of Washington and around the country is President Trump and his talk about the Insurrection Act of 1807 and what happened the other night in Washington, D.C. with use of military forces to clear Lafayette Park. That is what I guess has Esper on the other side of the president here, SecDef Mark Esper, breaking with the president on the use of the military to quell ongoing protests following the death of George Floyd. Linda Kenyon has more on this story.
It was a direct contradiction.
I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act.
The Insurrection Act is an 1807 law that permits the president to dispatch the military or federalize the National Guard in states that are unable to put down an insurrection or are defying federal law.
The option to use active duty forces in a law enforcement role should only be used as a matter of last resort and only in the most urgent and dire of situations. We are not in one of those situations now.
The act has been invoked in the past to confront the KKK during Reconstruction, to enforce desegregation in the South, and to help California's governor respond to the 1992 riots in Los Angeles. Secretary Esper also had a lot to say about President Trump's walk from the White House to an historic church that he says took a surprise turn.
I did know that following the president's remarks on Monday evening, that many of us were going to join President Trump and review the damage in Lafayette Park and at St. John's Episcopal Church. What I was not aware of was exactly where we were going when we arrived at the church and what the plans were once we got there.
When they got there, President Trump held up a Bible in front of the church for a pre-planned photo op, a development that put Esper in an uncomfortable position.
Look, I do everything I can to try to stay apolitical and to try and stay out of situations that may appear political. And sometimes I'm successful at doing that, and sometimes I'm not as successful. But my aim is to keep the department out of politics, to stay apolitical.
But Esper admits this is an election year, and that's not so easy.
There's a political tone to this. We are in a political season, an election approaches, and this is always a challenge for every Department of Defense in every election year.
Esper also took some heat for using the term battle space to describe the protests.
It is part of our military lexicon that I grew up with, and it's what we routinely use to describe a bounded area of operations. It's not a phrase focused on people, and certainly not on our fellow Americans, as some have suggested.
Esper's mere suggestion that he was not on board with the president's wishes on the use of the military or on the photo op might be enough to make him the target of Trump's wrath. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
As of right now, Secretary Esper is still Secretary Esper, and should the president lose faith, we will all learn about that in the future.
And as for whether the president is still planning on invoking the Insurrection Act?
He has the sole authority to invoke the Insurrection Act, and if necessary, he will do so to protect American citizens.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
7:15 FM Talk 106.5. Should the president invoke the Insurrection Act by bringing the U.S. military in to quell protests in cities where the riots have gotten out of control? That's our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just look on the right-hand column. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo right underneath. There's the question. Vote, and we'll tally those votes throughout the morning. 7:15 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in sports, it's like politics and mixed with sports or sports mixed with politics.
Yeah, lots of politics. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees catching some backlash after comments made about kneeling for the anthem yesterday. And another legendary coach in the SEC has passed away in his 80s. Johnny Majors, former Tennessee coach, died yesterday. I'll tell you more coming up in sports.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The owner of a local produce store is coming under fire for a controversial social media post. The post said all lives splatter and showed a drawing of a car running people over. The Facebook post drew outrage and sparked a protest outside Lil Bryan's produce store in 8 Mile. McGill Tulane Catholic High School has painted over a Confederate flag on a mural at the school. After seeing a petition calling for the Archdiocese to remove the symbol, the school decided to replace the Confederate flag with the state flag. The mural was painted on the ceiling of the McGill Building's lobby in the 1950s. The artwork was inspired by Mobile's city seal, which originally included the Confederate battle flag. A Spanish Fort High School student earned a perfect score on the ACT college entrance exam. The school celebrated Richard Fang's achievement on their Facebook page, saying it's the second perfect score for the Toros junior class of 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Bose!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Mose.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Mose is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. My name is Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees was met with backlash yesterday after making comments in a Yahoo Finance interview about kneeling for the anthem. Brees was asked whether he would be okay if players began kneeling for the anthem again before NFL games due to the current national unrest.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II. One in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
Brees' teammate, Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins, was one of many popular athletes and fellow Saints players to condemn Brees' statements.
If you don't understand that other people experience something totally different than you, then when you talk about being the brotherhood and all this other bull, it's just lip service, or it's only on the field. Because when we step off of this field and I take my helmet off and I'm a black man walking around America and I'm telling you I'm dealing with these things, I'm telling you my communities are dealing with these things, and your response to me is, don't talk about that here. This is not the place. Where is the place, Drew? I'm disappointed. I'm hurt.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman, and NBA star LeBron James also publicly disagreed with Brees' stance on the NFL protests. Later, in some New Orleans protests, NOLA.com captured protesters chanting an expletive towards their star quarterback. As of this morning, neither Brees nor the Saints organization have issued any public comments regarding the backlash from his interview. Just 2 days after former Auburn head coach Pat Dye passed away at the age of 80, legendary University of Tennessee coach and football player Johnny Majors passed away yesterday at 85 years old. Majors starred as a running back in Knoxville in the mid-50s He was named the SEC's MVP in 1955 and 56, an All-American in 56 also, the same season he finished second in voting for the Heisman Trophy. As a coach, Majors rebuilt programs at Iowa State, Pittsburgh, and his alma mater. He coached Pittsburgh to a national championship in 1976 before returning to coach the Tennessee Volunteers. As Tennessee's coach from 1977 to 92, Majors led the Vols to three SEC championships. He compiled 185 wins as a head coach and earned three National Coach of the Year honors along the way. Majors was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1987. It's 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident, I-10 Service Road at South Broad Street. That's without injuries. State Troopers there at 98 Schillinger Road. That's going to be without injuries and still there at Grand Bay Wilma Road at Wayne Moore Road waiting for the wreckers as we've got a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. And they're an Abbey finalist. Voting started yesterday. You can also rent their carts for weddings, graduations, and family gatherings. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, that's not in. It's not in that noise right there. Nobody's. I always worry about playing that on the radio.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be pulling over thinking, there's somebody behind them. Somebody needs to get through. No, that's just a little bit of the audio from last night in Huntsville as a protest was broken up. Now, we're trying to make our way through this story and make sure we get things correct. They've talked about tear gas. You can see something with smoke deployed in Huntsville. You know, how much was tear gas? How much was just smoke? Mm-hmm. I don't know that. They said rubber bullets were used. Protesters there, according to ALReporter.com, protesters were peppered with rubber bullets as well.
Yeah, and a state representative from Huntsville said that on top of the...
Anthony Daniels.
Right? Anthony Daniels, yeah. On top of the local police force there, that 35 state troopers were also in attendance there at the protests. And they according to AL.com, they said that the police began clearing the courthouse square in downtown Huntsville, where a Confederate memorial stands, after 8 p.m. last night. I guess the protesters had a permit that expired at 6:30. And according to the police, they were out after that permit had expired, and that led to them dispersing the crowd with pepper gas and rubber bullets. And looking at some of the comments from Huntsville's police officers, it sounds to me like they're saying they were trying to get ahead of any violence erupting or any rioting. But at the time, you know, even though they were out past their permit, of 6:30 p.m., it didn't appear that there was much escalation from the protesters before the smoke and the rubber bullets began being fired. I did see, I think, one restaurant, and I don't know exactly where in Huntsville, but did have a window broken out, but that was the only vandalism that I saw from that protest from last night. If you've seen any more, feel free to send 251-343-0106 a link or a picture of that. But yeah, pretty intense moments in Huntsville last night.
Yeah, so we're looking at this, a couple different reporting groups here, and one of them, AL.com, and them saying their reporter was gassed as well there. Well, I got to say that if you're going to get, you know, if you're going to be inside that kind of situation, I don't think law enforcement was trying to use tear gas against the reporters, but I mean, if you, by being a reporter, if you want to be up there where the story is, and that's the story, you know, some of the reporting and some of the stuff on social media made it seem like Aaliyah forces that targeted the reporters. No, the reporters are going to go where the story is. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that, you know, and there's a lot of unknowns. We're going to dig into this. Lucky for us, we have some good contacts up there in the Tennessee River area and folks in Huntsville, and we'll try to get them on the show, probably midday show today, to talk more about that, because this is the story, I would say, maybe the bigger story in the state now. You would go Birmingham, Mobile's story is not near as big as what I'm seeing right now from Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with the protest.
And the Huntsville PD's Lieutenant Michael Johnson, he had some comments with WHNT out of Huntsville last night, said his police department ended what they thought was a, quote, pretty peaceful protest. He said, once that permit expired, we still waited a good amount of time. And in this story from AL Reporter, it appears law enforcement waited about an hour before beginning attempts to disperse the demonstrators with the tear gas and the rubber bullets. Lieutenant Johnson said, it started to get a little hostile. A couple of things were thrown at us. The verbiage, some of the threats, the hostility, blocking the road. We just cannot have that. He said police were not, quote, going to roll the dice to see if the protest turned out to be violent.
All right. More of that coming up. Also, we'll check in with our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert Dr. Bill Williams, talk about Cristobal, the tropical storm, the path, the direction, where he thinks it's going, and what it means for our weekend ahead. Plus, the surge in gun sales going on right now. One of the takeaways, 80% more guns sold this last May than last year. We'll get into that coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The owner of a local produce store is coming under fire for a controversial social media post. The post said all lives splatter and showed a drawing of a car running people over. The Facebook post drew outrage and sparked a protest outside Lil Bryan's produce store in 8 Mile. McGill Tulane Catholic High School has painted over a Confederate flag on a mural at the school. After seeing a petition calling for the Archdiocese to remove the symbol, the school decided to replace the Confederate flag with the state flag. The mural was painted on the ceiling of the McGill Building's lobby in the 1950s. The artwork was inspired by Mobile's city seal, which originally included the Confederate battle flag. A Spanish Fort High School student earned a perfect score on the ACT college entrance exam. The school celebrated Richard Fang's achievement on their Facebook page, saying it's the second perfect score for the Toros junior class of 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report, protests across America. Protests were mostly nonviolent again last night as demonstrators applauded the charging of all of the officers in the death of George Floyd. correspondent Dan Simons in San Francisco.
You have a little bit of taunting going on, but all day long, it was a very peaceful protest. This is one of the largest protests I've ever seen in San Francisco, and we covered a lot of them, whether it had to do with same-sex marriage or immigration rights. You had about 10,000 people, at least 10,000 people on the streets.
The NFL's Drew Brees is under fire from many pro athletes for saying this about Colin Kaepernick's taking a knee during the national anthem.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country.
Brees has now apologized to his teammates and African Americans. Many athletes say kneeling wasn't about disrespecting the flag or the U.S. military, but instead about police brutality. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down about 40. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The dice are ready to roll and cards ready to be dealt again in Las Vegas as Nevada allows some hotels and casinos to reopen today. Casinos had to submit plans to the State Gaming Control Board that ensure proper hygiene and physical distancing measures will be in place. For MGM Resorts, whose Las Vegas properties include Bellagio, MGM Grand, Mandalay Bay, and New York, that involves employee screening, enhanced cleaning protocols, and hand-washing stations on casino floors. The epic damage to the country's job market from the viral outbreak will come into sharper focus tomorrow when the government releases the May employment report. 8 million more jobs are estimated to have been lost, and unemployment could top 20%. And potentially fewer than half of all adults may be working. Beneath the dismal figures will be signs of job cuts, severe as they are slowing as more businesses gradually or partially reopen. Economists foresee unemployment remaining in double digits into 2021. That's Your Money Now.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes. Professional cleaning supplies and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, what has a lot of people talking today is what's going on in the southwest Gulf of Mexico down by the Yucatan. What's the latest on Cristobal?
All right, now it's over land, and it's going to be losing strength and become a tropical depression today. It's been right along the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula, but now it's moved over the peninsula and just sort of meandering and with no steering currents at the moment. But over the next 24 to 36 hours, it will begin to move to the north and get out over the Gulf of Mexico again. And we'll move, on Saturday, we'll move into the southern Gulf, and then on Sunday into the northern Gulf. Of course, it will get back into a stage of a tropical storm and most likely be a fairly strong tropical storm when it reaches the coast of Louisiana, and that'll be very early on Monday morning. And so we can expect over the weekend that we'll see an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity. We'll start on Saturday, and then we'll see numerous showers and a few thunderstorms on Sunday as that storm gets closer to Louisiana. And we will get some of these rain squalls that will give us some heavy rain at times. And this will last through Monday. as the storm moves inland into Louisiana, and then it's up into Arkansas Tuesday, and we'll continue to get showers and thunderstorms in our area. So we're likely to pick up anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain over the weekend and through the early part of next week. As for winds, well, most of the strong winds will be over in Louisiana, but we'll see basically winds of 20, 25 miles an hour, occasional gust of 30, but it's possible that along the coast we could see some gusts to around 40 miles per hour and some rain squalls. But it's basically going to be a rain event in our area.
So, I mean, we're looking at a drought buster here with the totals you're talking about.
Yeah, that'll bring an end to the rainfall deficit, and we should definitely have a surplus when we get finished with this. And also, along the coast, seas will be building up, and we'll see some minor coastal flooding that will take place. Seas may run 1 or possibly 2 feet above normal. And we'll also see flash flooding for Sunday, Monday, and even into Tuesday. Some of these very heavy downpours could produce a lot of rain in another short period of time.
So the coastal flooding issue, obviously, talking to people at Dolphin Island or Gulf Shores or Orange Beach, any kind of impact up the bay? Do you think Dog River, Fowl River, Fish River, Bon Secours? What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here, and get some coastal flooding. But it's not going to be a major event as we see it now. It's possible that the storm could become a minimal hurricane, but most likely it'll stay as another strong tropical storm, predicted to have winds of maybe 60, 65 miles per hour. And some of the rain squalls, you can get some strong gusts, and that will particularly be the case down along the coast. And so that's what we're faced with for the weekend. In the meantime, though, we're going to have quite a bit of sunshine today, and we'll see a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and we'll warm up to around 88, possibly 90 this afternoon. Tonight, just a few evening showers around, low tonight in the low 70s, and then tomorrow we should have quite a bit of sunshine with a few afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and again up to about 88 degrees. And then, as I mentioned, over the weekend we start to see an increase in showers and thunderstorms, and that increase continues on into Sunday and Sunday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up, plus Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us at 8. Rob Holbert at 8:30. Lots to do. We're glad you're here.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
Dave, how's everything?
Well, with all this pandemic mess going on and everything closed, I was trying to help out the missus, and she wanted me to make sure the kids all got haircuts before I went out fishing. Well, all the barbershops were closed, and when I was a kid, I remember Mama cutting our hair. I meant, how hard could it be, right?
Goodness, what did you do now? Should I ask?
Yeah, I bought a kit from the store with the scissors and the clippers and the works.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, finally just ended up shaving the kids' heads.
That doesn't sound very safe.
The boys like it, but my daughter won't come out of her room.
Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, they've got accidents now. I-10 Service Road at South Broad, also one with injuries. I-10 eastbound and northbound 65 ramp. They've got 4 officers on the scene there. Westbound I-10 between Rangeline Road and 65. That's another accident without injuries as traffic starting to build across the bayway. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Robertsdale is now open. They've got a great sale on your Mohawk Aero Carpet with lots of color choices. Call 989-9981 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
traffic, 741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Reminder, too, the nappy voting going on, votenappies.com. Appreciate your vote for all our shows out there. We are competing against ourselves in many categories, as usual, but vote for FM Talk 106.5. There's what favorite radio station. You can do that and then get into the categories where we have multiple shows. Hey, find your favorite and vote away.
Yeah, I think we're definitely up for FM Talk station. Best morning show, best DJ team has multiple ones, including Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Best talk show, Cam Marston is in that, along with Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile.
How about in the sports category? Who's there?
In the sports category, some scrub named Paul Feinbaum, who I think he just started his show last year. So
it's a cute little show.
On the up and up. And then Sports Night, FM Talk 106.5 with myself and Corey LeBounty. So we appreciate your votes and really appreciate the nominees.
That's absolutely right. Check it out, votenappies.com. We'll talk to Rob Holbert from Land Yap coming up in just a little bit. Yesterday, press conference with Kayleigh McEnany talking about the Insurrection Act of 1807.
The president has the sole authority to invoke the Insurrection Act. It is definitely a tool within his power. This president has one singular aim, and it is protecting America's streets. We cannot have burning churches. We cannot have police officers who are shot. We cannot have businesses that are looted and destroyed. The Insurrection Act is a tool available. The president has the sole authority, and if needed, he will use it. But at this time, he's relying on surging the streets with National Guard. It's worked to great effect here in D.C. and in Minnesota as well.
All right, so the Insurrection Act of 1807, it's been absolutely used since then. Of course, in the Civil Rights era, we used used right here in Alabama. Also, as recently as 1992 with the L.A. riots, that was President, that would have been Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in.
No, it was George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, H.W. before. So it's been used within a couple decades, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The question is, should it be used now? You have SecDef Esper saying, no, he doesn't agree with that. What do y'all think? Ed is our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should President Trump invoke the Insurrection Act by bringing in the U.S. military to quell protests in cities where riots have gotten out of control? If you look at some of those cities where the mayors there are not even, I mean, they're saying, you know, they say they side with the protesters, okay, that's, but they are not doing anything about the rioting and looting, or they're calling the law enforcement back, telling them to stand down. Is that time for the federal government to step in and do something about it?
Yeah, and while there were a number of peaceful protests across the country last night, New York still experiencing some violence. Two police officers shot and a third stabbed in a confrontation in a with a suspect in Brooklyn late last night. They said around 11:45 there in Brooklyn, A suspect approached a cop, stabbed him in the neck, and then several cops responded to the scene. One pulled his firearm. The officer and the suspect struggled for the weapon. It went off, striking one officer in the hand and another in the arm. They fired upon that suspect. The three officers that were injured in that little battle they had there, they have non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect taken into custody, listed in critical condition.
Yeah, the headlines this morning is protest turned subdued after the new charges in the Floyd case. We'll see if that holds here as you had the arrest of three more police officers out of Minneapolis. Also, that's one of the three big things, top news stories of the day, plus ex-Defense Secretary Mattis ripping President Trump for dividing Americans. We'll talk more about that. And four shootings reported overnight in Mobile and Pritchard. How about that violence that just goes on and on in cities across America? All right, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Dalton. He's got sports coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Should the president bring in the Insurrection Act of 1807 and federal troops into these cities and counties? Let us know what you think. We'll tally those votes coming up in just minutes.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Coden Subaru. I want to talk to you again about the benefits of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Aside from the thorough 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Subaru has rates as low as 0.99%. Being a part of the Kobe family gives you access to our fleet of courtesy vehicles. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your purchase worry-free. You can begin your purchase online at KobeSubaru.com or visit our showroom located on the I-65 service road. Our staff is committed to providing excellent service. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The owner of a local produce store is coming under fire for a controversial social media post. The post said all lives splatter and showed a drawing of a car running people over. The Facebook post drew outrage and sparked a protest outside Lil Bryan's produce store in 8 Mile. McGill Tulane Catholic High School has painted over a Confederate flag on a mural at the school. After seeing a petition calling for the Archdiocese to remove the symbol, the school decided to replace the Confederate flag with the state flag. The mural was painted on the ceiling of the McGill Building's lobby in the 1950s. The artwork was inspired by Mobile's City Seal, which originally included the Confederate battle flag. A Spanish Fort High School student earned a perfect score on the ACT college entrance exam. The school celebrated Richard Fang's achievement on their Facebook page, saying it's the second perfect score for the Toros junior class of 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees was met with backlash yesterday after making comments in a Yahoo Finance interview about kneeling for the anthem. Brees was asked whether he would be okay if players began kneeling for the anthem again before NFL games with the current national unrest.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
Brees' teammate, Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins, was one of many popular athletes and fellow Saints players to condemn Brees' statement.
If you don't understand that other people experience something totally different than you, then when you talk about being the brotherhood and all this other bull, it's just lip service or it's only on the field. Because when we step off of this field and I take my helmet off and I'm a black man walking around America and I'm telling you I'm dealing with these things, I'm telling you my communities are dealing with these things, and your response to me is, don't talk about that here. This is not the place. Drew, where is the place, Drew? I'm disappointed. I'm hurt.
Since then, Drew Brees has apologized this morning for how his comments were taken. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, San Francisco 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman, and NBA star LeBron James also publicly disagreed with Brees' stance on the NFL protests. Later, in protests in New Orleans, NOLA.com captured protesters chanting an expletive towards their star quarterback. And like I mentioned, Brees has apologized for those statements from that interview with Yahoo yesterday. Just 2 days after former Auburn head coach Pat Dye passed away at the age of 80, legendary University of Tennessee coach and football player Johnny Majors passed away yesterday at 85 years old. Majors starred as a running back in Knoxville in the mid-50s. He was named the SEC's MVP in 1955 and 56 and an All-American in 1956, the same season that he finished second in voting for the Heisman Trophy. As a coach, Majors rebuilt programs at Iowa State, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee. He coached Pittsburgh to a national championship in 1976 before returning to his alma mater to coach the Volunteers. As Tennessee's coach from 1977 to 1992, Majors led the Vols to 3 SEC championships. He compiled 185 wins as a head coach and earned 3 National Coach of the Year honors along the way. Majors was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1987. 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Do I dare say the thing that's coming on the text line this morning about Johnny Majors?
We don't need to talk about Phil Fulmer.
I want to talk about Phil Fulmer. Just several people have texted in that Johnny Majors survived 28 years after being stabbed in the back by Phil Fulmer. Mm-hmm. I'm just reading what folks are saying.
He might have been stabbed in the back. You know what? Fulmer won a national championship.
Yeah, he also was a rat.
La, 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 rat. La, la, la. Let's not talk.
Rat.
Let's not talk about that.
Rat. All right. 7:51. We'll talk fishing with Captain Bobby coming up.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, isolated evening showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with the designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Good morning for the Lambert's Cafe Traffic Center Action. It's now I-10 Service Road at South Broad. Also got one I-10 eastbound to northbound 65 on the exit ramp and another one westbound I-10 between Range Line and 65. Single vehicle there. No delay across the Bayway or the Causeway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls. Highway 59 and Foley now has their dining rooms open for dine-in. Enjoy their family-style dinner and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. Just 20 minutes south of I-10 and Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go get the gear Captain Bobby uses. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, it is a good morning. I'm telling you, beautiful down here this morning, man. We got like a little light north-northeast winds and got a couple little squalls that are blocking the sun for us right now. So, man, it's just phenomenal right now for being early June. And, you know, yesterday we dodged thunderstorms all day long too, you know, but the earlier part in the week was really good, and the fishing continues to be good. Got a chance, as you know, to go out and do a little snapper fishing over the weekend. Mm-hmm. and yeah, there are still a few snapper out there.
You went out, you left at like 5 something. I was still catching bait, and Captain Bobby came by me and hollered at you on the phone, and I thought you were getting ready to pick up folks to go fishing. You're already done.
Yeah, we got 8. Done. We left at 5:15 and we're back cleaning fish at 8:15, so that's getting it done right there, you know. But anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun though, man. And I know a lot of snapper were caught, as we all know. As much as we joke around about it, there's plenty of snapper out there. And the trout fishing too, you know, getting back to the inshore stuff, has been really, really good, man. Fished some structure here the last week or so. We're sitting fishing a sunken trip boat right now, but fished some rigs out in the bay. Yesterday, kind of got forced over that way with the weather, and man, the fishing was one of the better trips that I've had out there in the last couple of years. As you well know, the bay hadn't really been a little bit off. The sound's been the place to be, but it was really good yesterday, so I was kind of glad we got forced over there. But the structure bite's good, even though there's still plenty of fish to be caught on the inside, which is what we fished yesterday. And the good news with that is, obviously, we got probably not going to have the best weather to be getting out offshore. Getting out offshore this weekend, so those inshore opportunities are where you're going to probably want to focus your efforts. You know, the areas down in the Sound have plenty of clean water. Even some of the local rivers have clean water, and there's some fish in them. So that's probably going to be the deal. Don't be afraid that it's June, because there's still a lot of activity in the shallow stuff. And you know, the one thing with the system coming in is we will have some cloud cover and wind, and that also, you know, obviously that enhances that shallow water bite when you can get those conditions too. So I think that's going to be the deal. You know, voodoo's under a popping cork. If you want to use artificial bait, live shrimp's pretty plentiful, so you can get live shrimp. Again, fishing those under a popping cork and that shallow stuff should get you plenty of fish this weekend.
Is it croaker time yet?
It's getting there. I haven't used any yet. I'll tell you one thing. We're catching a bunch of them as bycatch, and I keep joking about it because I'll go like, yeah, you watch and see. When the trout start eating the croakers, I won't be able to buy one of them. You know how that goes. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me right now if you soaked a croaker on in a channel or over some shells or even some of this deep structure that you're going to start catching some fish on those too, you know. So if you can get your hands on those, definitely keep those in the live well, whether you catch them as bycatch or you drag your net or buy them or however you get them. Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put one on a hook if you can get your hands on some of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Of course, it's going to be a weekend in the future to do that. Let's talk about getting a trip booked with you right now. Somebody wants to get in on some of this great fishing for June, July, August, on through the fall.
That's it. Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website. There's contact information for us on there. And I just posted up some video of some of the trips over the last week or so with some blackfish and snapper and trout and redfish, and well, you know how it goes this time of year.
it goes well for sure. Bobby, get back to catching and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. I'm going to try to with the weather out there. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. 7:57, coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next.